Well, there were some knockdown, drag-out plant sales over the weekend, and we'll see if there's anything left of our Tom Casper here on our Tips for Hardy Gardeners program. So did you survive there, TK?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Nobody budged in line and trampled you or anything?
Well, there were a couple of minor brouhahas over some plants, but it was settled the old-fashioned gardener's way. They just split them.
Oh, I was afraid you were going to say trowels at 20 paces or something. So I'm relieved.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had lots of people there. We estimated somewhere around 1,000 people came to the plant sale and purchased plants at greatly reduced prices over what they would pay, you know, at a commercial place. And it was a great way for people to add on to their gardens or expand their garden interest or knowledge or start their garden. So it was.
And nobody camped out overnight.
No, there were people there, though, well before 7 o'clock waiting, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was just thinking, you know, one of these days it's going to turn into that thing where people camp overnight.
Yeah.
So that they're there. Maybe I'll do that next year, just a thought.
Yeah, you should do that.
So there are more plant sales coming up, but the weather keeps being cool. Are we ever going to get to put plants actually, like, you know, in the ground?
Yeah.
You were going to say no, weren't you?
You made me think about that for a second. Yeah, certainly the cool temperatures of last Saturday night into Sunday, and then this morning and some of our outlying locations. I led a garden tour of folks from public television over to Bayfield yesterday. And along the way towards Bayfield, we had several stops in it, and including one in Ashland and one in Washburn and things. And they all talked that they had 28, 29 degrees last night.
You.
And then there were a couple other folks on the bus that had that same temperature as well north of Duluth. So,
basically, you're not making any guarantees. You may have all of those beautiful plants that become house plants.
Yeah. Well,
house hosta.
Generally, you know, by the 3rd or 4th of June, which we're getting close to, is sort of that average frost-free day. So we're really getting to that point where chances are minimal. And if you look at the next 10-day forecast, these past two evenings were the two coolest or coldest for the next 10 days. So I think people are pretty safe with starting to put stuff out, and maybe you do it incrementally in those prized ones that you have. You wait another day or two, but certainly getting any of your vegetable seeds in now or your potatoes planted now, there's no real risk of any kind of damage with those. So I'm planting myself 7 different kinds of potatoes.
Really?
Yes. Not by myself. Well, yeah, by myself.
Well, yeah, unless your son decides to help you out. Now, remind me, is the potato the vegetable of the year?
Yes.
And it comes in all different colors. Did somebody tell me there's a purple potato?
Yeah, there's a purple Russian, and then there's a Viking that has purple skin, but it has a white center.
Go Vikings.
Yes. Nor gold and French fingerling, and there's a Hungarian blue, and so I'm going to be planting a bunch of these different ones, and including several russets, because those are my favorite, and hopefully planting Yukon gold, because I love those potatoes. But
when you decided to plant a variety of different potatoes, how did you pick? How did you decide?
It was just what I could find.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have like a master plan that you wanted to have a weird shaped one and a weird colored one and an interesting flavored one, and you just
went for what I could
just
find.
Just whatever was there. All right.
Yeah.
So much for gardener's secrets. Okay.
But as you mentioned, there are other plant sales coming up. There's one coming up on the 13th of June. The Master Gardeners of St. Louis County have their yearly plant sale, and it is held at the St. Lawrence Church on Morris Thomas Road, and I believe it also starts at 8 o'clock, and plants go pretty rapidly for that, too. So, but we had over 20 clubs at our plant sale on Saturday, and it was a lot of fun, and it was great to sort of interact with folks on a different level and talk about their interest in gardening, or they're looking for a special plant for this reason or that, or even we sold a few trees to folks who wanted to honor somebody in their family that they've lost that loved apples.
What a great tribute.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun and a lot of opportunity to interact with, like I said, with gardeners of all abilities. So, and at a very madhouse, festive kind of atmosphere, which makes it even more fun and fast-paced. So.
Well, I'm glad you survived intact. That pleases me. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks before you geared up for your next plant sale.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Thanks,
we'll
TK.
Talk to you again.
Tom Casper joined us this morning. He's a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society and our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Monday morning right here on Northland Morning.